You know, when I caught this verse in Malachi 1:6, when God says, he says, a son honors his father and a slave honors his master. If I'm your father, he says, where's my honor? And if I'm your master, where's my fear? So you know I've taught on the fear of the Lord, and I'm telling you, saints, it's an endangered species in the body of Christ today. Not just in the world, but in the body of Christ. It is the thing that motivates, should motivate us. You know, that's one of the first things I learned is, you know, through the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. I learned that as a brand new Christian. And I knew it was the fear of the Lord that was guiding me all those years to walk the way I should walk. And you know, the scripture says that we should walk as he walked. Amen? So what I want to tell you, we've been doing a lot of talking and a lot of ministry on your identity. So what I want to share with you today is about your rewards. It has nothing to do with your salvation. Don't mix it up. So when I talking about the rewards for your service or what you're doing, don't let the enemy say, well, you got to do this or you ain't going to heaven. That ain't what we're talking about. There is rewards that's going to be given. You got it? And there's going to be given that day. There's going to be rewards for what? Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God hath before ordained, before the foundation of the world, that we should walk in them. Okay? So it's the walking this thing out that determines rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Give me an amen. Amen. All right, we got that settled. Okay. In 2 John, Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, just help us. Okay. 2 John 7 through 10. The Passion says this. Let me read it in King James first. He says here, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is the deceiver and antichrist. And it says, look to yourself. It says, really what they're saying is watch out. Be on guard. Be on guard that you lose not the things which we have wrought, but we have received a full reward. So what does that mean, a full reward? That means there can be a partial reward and there can be no reward. You got it? So we're talking about those rewards. Now the Passion says, deceivers are in the world, and anyone who wanders away and does not remain faithful to the teaching of Christ has no relationship with God. Be on your guard. Watch out for deceivers. I want to tell you, there's tons of them out there. Okay? Remember what we've said, how many years we said this? Not those that start the race that count, but those that what? With what?
Joy.
He said, I finish it with joy. And he says, that's what my goal is, to preach the gospel of the grace of God. I want to finish it. I want to finish good. See, it is good to finish good. Hebrews 3:14 says, we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. What does that mean? That means holding the beginning of your confidence. By grace you're saved through faith and not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. That's the beginning of your confidence. That is the foundation that has to be laid so you can build from then on. If you're trying to build a foundation to get saved, you're never going to get it built right. But if you receive the foundation he's laid, because Paul says no other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. And if any man build on that foundation, gold, silver, and precious stones, or wood, hay, and stubble. And every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it by fire of what sort it is. That's what the Holy Ghost does, Holy Ghost and fire, to sort it all out. And he says, if your works endure the fire, you'll receive a reward. Say reward.
Reward.
But if not, your works will be burned. I like that last little part, but it says, ye yourself shall be saved, yet as by fire. So you got it? Yeah. Now, how does that mean? It means this. I can do something out of godly compassion, and it's gold, silver, and precious stones. I can do something good out of selfish motivations, and it's wood, hay, and stubble, and it burns up with fire. See, so your works are important. The heart's important with what we do. And we've been talking about honor. And we're going to talk about the honor that we need to give Christ and the Holy Spirit. And it goes further. We'll talk about some more next week. So I guess we're going to have a third one. Okay. You know, in many scriptures, it tells us to finish well. Hebrews. Let me go to Matthew 10, 22. I just ripped off a page. You like that? See, that's why I don't use this very often. I wear it out. Okay. What does that say? 10:22. Matthew 10:22. He says, he's talking about when are we going to see you coming? He says, verse 22, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. But when they persecute in this city, flee ye into another. Verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over all the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be coming in Holy Ghost and power. All right. The disciple is not above his master, nor his servant above his Lord. It's enough for the disciple to be as his master and his servant as his Lord. If they've called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household Beelzebub? I've been accused of being of the devil quite a few times. How about you? If you hadn't had that blessing, you know. Okay, and we see that in Matthew chapter 24. Let's go over there, because they're talking about the end times, when the end times are coming. Matthew 24, and I want to read verse 13. He talks about, okay, let's go up here. Verse 7, let's go back up there. It says, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in divers places. All these are beginning of sorrows, and they will deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you will be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endures to the end, he that stays under it, in the Greek it says, he that stays under in love, keep it yourself in the love of God, Jude said. Where do you keep yourself? In the love of God. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness, and then the end shall come. You remember, many false prophets have gone out in my name. And you remember in Matthew 7 when Jesus says, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many will say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied and cast out devils and done many wonderful works in your name? And then will I confess, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. He said, say why? In that day, the judgment seat, when they come before the Father, before Christ, and they say, why should I let you in? They're going to say, look at all the things we did in your name. But there's just one problem. We don't get in there based on what we do. Amen. We get there based on what he did.
Yeah.
Get that settled once and for all.
Yes.
I never knew you. I didn't approve of what you did because you did it in my name. And you know, we see these scriptures. And one of the things, you know, it says many Christs shall come in, many false Christs and prophets shall come into the world declaring that they are Christ in my name. Many false messiahs will come into the world claiming. That's what I used to think it was. He's saying many false Christs will come into the world declaring that they are Christ in my name. It's there in my name. It's not like they're all saying I'm Jesus. They're all coming in the name of Christ declaring false stuff.
Yes.
That's what's going on in the world today with the deceivers. Many deceivers are coming in the name of the Lord and deceiving many. That's what he's saying. There's not a bunch of little Jesuses running around declaring that they're Jesus. No. They're coming in his name and in authority, but they don't represent him. You see the difference? Okay. That's important. Okay. Revelation 2:26 says, he that, no, I'm going to turn there. Revelation 2:25. Let's go there. Okay. Okay. All right, verse 25, I caught that as I was reading 26. But that which you have already, hold fast till I come. What's he saying there, Mike? Hold fast what you got. Why is he saying to hold fast? Because there's plenty of people out there trying to take it away from you.
Yes.
Amen? Many deceivers are still in the world. And he that overcometh and keepeth what?
Works.
Whose works? It's not your works, it's his works. Keeps my works unto the end. He said, to him will I give power over nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. You know that word rule really means he's shepherd? He that is a shepherd. Now, rule seems a little different than shepherd, doesn't it? And it says to feed. That word is interpreted to feed. He that feeds with a rod of iron. And as vessels of potter, they will be broken in shivers, and as I have received of my Father, and I will give them the morning star. Hallelujah. See, when you think of rule, you think of domination and all that. That's not what he's saying. And he'll give you the ability to feed many with a rod of iron. You see the difference? As a shepherd. Okay, you can look that word up yourself. Okay. All right. 2 Timothy 2:19, I've already used that 1 Corinthians 3:8, but 2 Timothy, I want to go there. Thank you, Lord. 2 Timothy 2, 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about with words to no profit, but subverting of the hearers. That word study means, in the Greek, it says, use speed. Here's the Greek. Use speed to see that you are already approved of walking alongside God. A workman that has no need to be ashamed because you have rightly divided the word of truth. See, it doesn't say study to show God you are approved. A workman needs not be ashamed. It says you quickly get alongside God who has approved you that... Because now you can rightly divide the word of truth. But we go on here. But shun profane and vain babblings, and they will increase to more ungodliness, and their words that eat as the canker of whom Hymas and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying the resurrection is past already and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, here's where I was going. The foundation of God. Who is that? Christ. Stand assured, having this seal. The Lord knows them that's his. That's settled. Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. In the great house, there's not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood of earth. Some to what? Honor. And some to dishonor. Honor, dishonor. And that honor, see, falls within your lap. To honor or dishonor. And you see that. If a man purge himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. If a man purge himself, I got news for you. You can't purge yourself. But these exceeding great promises have been given you to cleanse you. You've been cleansed. All right. And he says that you've already been sanctified and prepared. And he says, flee youthful lust and follow after righteousness and peace and all that. And then it goes on to say, the servant of the Lord must not strive, But what? Be gentle, apt to teach, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If peradventure God will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Repentance is a gift of God that gives unto you an acknowledging of the truth. Hallelujah. That they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who have taken them captive at him by his will. Hallelujah. We know Hebrews 11:6 says God is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Now, we know that's not for something. We know that's because of something. Okay? Genesis 15:1. God said to Abram, fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. God said to him, I am your what? Great reward. How many of you know there's a great reward? Amen. How many of you want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Amen. I'd like a few things left up there that's not burnt, wouldn't y'all?
Yes.
I guarantee you everything that's founded in religion, most of it's going to burn.
Yes.
Amen. It's got to be a foundation that Christ has laid and Christ only. All right. Psalms 19, 9 through 11. We used to sing this. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are righteous altogether. How many of you have got the tune going through your head? I see them hands. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them, there is great
reward.
There's a reward, saints. We're not here just beating our gums till we get to go to heaven. We got a purpose here. We make our plans, but God directs our steps, so we'll have some fruit. Give me an amen out there. Okay. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. In Mark chapter 6, let's turn to Mark chapter 6. Here's Mark over here. Mark chapter 6, okay. Let's have a drink, belly belly. Okay, verse 1. And he went out from thence and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence comes this man these things? What wisdom is this he's given to him, that even such mighty works are wrought in his hand? Is not this, there's where this reasoning comes in, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon, and not his sisters with us? Are they? And they were some offended? They were all offended. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own home country and among his own kin and his own house. And he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. Now, I looked this up in the Greek. It says he could do no mighty works. No, not one. Didn't say he wouldn't. Said he couldn't. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Okay? Now, I want you to see something. Unbelief is the fruit. The lack of honor is the root. He couldn't do nothing because they wouldn't honor him as who he was. There's something to this, saints. You know, when we went to Africa, we go over there and we see all these posters, Dr. Dugan, remember the posters? And I told the guy that was putting this together, I'm not even a nurse, much less a doctor. But we saw something. These people had an honor and a respect for us. And God did some of the most tremendous, everything you see in the Bible we nearly saw, except the resurrection of the dead, I think. And that might have happened somewhere. But the thing about it that God showed me out of this verse, it had nothing to do with us. It had to do with the honor that they put on us because we were coming in the name of the Lord. He manifested. God says, those that honor me, them will I honor. And because of their expectation and their reverence for what they all of this stuff happened. And what does that say to us in America? Maybe there's a problem here. Maybe there's a lack of honor where it should be in our nation. It's not there. Amen to that. You know, T.L. Osborne and his wife, I think her name was Daisy. She was over in Africa, and this lady brought this little baby up and wrapped in a little blanket and gave it to her and said, my baby's dead, pray for it. So she took the little baby in her arms and started praying. She felt it cough and sneeze and wiggle, and she looked at the mother, and the mother was staring. And she handed the little baby to her mother, and when her mother opened up and looked at it, she screamed. And Daisy said, I want to know what's going on. Said, You saw that the baby was raised. Why did you react so when you saw him? She said, because he was born without one eye. Now he has two good eyes. And when I looked at him, he looked back at me. That's what we're talking about. See, and that's the thing. I'm convinced that honor comes out of the heart. And I believe there's a lot missing because of lack of honor. Honor him, which leads to unbelief. Honor means to set value on or fix a price upon. You value it. You know, I've got a little jar on my dresser. I throw my coins in, all my change. And when it gets full, my grandsons take it and go cash it in at Walmart. But I have a gold coin, and I have a silver dollar. It's not in that bowl. It's in my safe. Why? Because I set a value on it that's higher. I honor it and set it in my safe to protect it because it has value and it has honor. See, that's what we're talking about here. To set a value on a price, to fix a price. And it originates from the heart. True honor originates from the heart. The natural old heart can't do that, but the new heart can. God said, I'll give you a heart to know me, to honor me, to worship me. I'll give you a new heart so you can. Isaiah 29:13 says, wherefore the Lord says, for as much as his people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but they've removed their heart from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precepts of men. Think of this. Jesus, the Son of God, filled with the Holy Spirit without measure, sent to heal the sick and all that were pressed of the devil, but in his own hometown, he was not able to fulfill his commission, not because it wasn't God's will for all to be healed, but because they restricted him by withholding honor, and he was treated with dishonor. Selah. In Luke 5:17, makes a little statement here. Luke 5:17. Came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there was Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town in Galilee, Judah and Judea, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. What does it say? The power of the Lord was present there to heal them. And behold, men brought in a man, which was taken with palsy, and they sought by means to bring him in, lay him before him. And when he could not find by which way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went to the housetop and led him through the tiling and his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said, man, your sins are forgiven. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, you remember that word reason? This man speaks blasphemies. Who can forgive sin but God only? But Jesus perceived it that their thoughts, in his thoughts, Jesus perceived their thoughts, and he answered, why reason ye in your heart? The Spirit and the power of God was present to heal every one of them. But what happened? They dishonored him. They dishonored him. And nothing happened. Sound familiar? Mark 2:12 says they were all amazed and glorified the Son. We never saw it on this fashion. Honor and dishonor can be displayed in deed, word, or thought. Remember, all honor originates in the heart. Why reason is all dishonor starts in your heart? It starts with thoughts. Why reason you in your heart? How to get a full reward. Matthew 8:5-13. I guess I need to go over there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what it is now. Matthew 8. You seen a pattern? Okay, I guess we got to go back to verse 5. When Jesus was entered to Capernaum, there was a certain centurion beseeching him. He said, Lord, my servant lieth home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Then centurion, Now, here's a soldier that had, I don't know how many thousand under him, 6,000 he was over. And he said to him, I'm not worthy that you could come under my roof. Just speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he comes. And to this servant, do this, and he do it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. No one in Israel. Now, can you see the picture? Here is a soldier speaking to Jesus now and saying, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but just speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. Can you see the honor that he gave Jesus? And Jesus said, I have not found this kind of faith, no, not in Israel. What are you saying? Even John the Baptist, there was not a greater than John the Baptist. We lost it all. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. I'm back. John the Baptist, not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. John the Baptist was his cousin. But when Jesus came on the scene, John sent a message to Jesus. Are you he that should come, or do we look for another? There was no honor. Jesus said, I hadn't found this kind of honor in Israel nowhere. And this was a centurion. He was not a Jewish believer. Okay. All right. Okay, that's it. Jesus spake the word, for I'm, and he was a man under authority. All right, I done got to that. I got notes, but sometimes, Matthew 27:54. You know, when Jesus was hanging on the cross and the earthquake and everything started happening, this centurion soldier, same kind of soldier, when all this happened, it says they were with him watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and the things that were done. They feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. See, they knew that it was sin, but what did on the road to the Emmaus, what did the disciples say? We thought it was. And what did Jesus respond? Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe. What's the issue? We make it unbelief. But see, unbelief has a deeper problem. It's honor. Unbelief comes when you don't believe the honor that's due him, honor that's due his name. And so we see that happening. Okay, another one, Mark chapter 7, verse 25. Says a certain woman came to Jesus, and her daughter had an unclean spirit. And she came to Jesus and fell at his feet. And the woman said, she was a Greek, Syrophoenician by nation, and she asked him to cast the devil out. Jesus said to her, let the children first be fed. It's not right to give bread to the dogs. Yes, he called her a dog. It's a good thing he didn't do that today in national TV. But she said, yes, Lord, I'm a dog. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus called her and he said, for this saying, your daughter's whole. He marveled. You know, every time it says he's marveled, he wasn't talking to Jews. He wasn't talking to children of Israel. It was always a centurion or a sinner. He marveled. He marveled. What happened? She persistently honored him in her tenacity, and she never was offended. She didn't get offended at him because of what he called her. That's powerful, saints. He marveled at their faith and understood the honor flowed in the midst of their desperation. 1 Samuel 2:30, God says, those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Honor is essential to have faith to receive from heaven. Don't be asking in faith, demanding you have a right to it. Receive in faith because of what he's done for you, because of the love of God. Whew. Before Christ was crucified, he was in the house of Simon the leper, in Bethany. Mary came to him and anointed him with the alabaster box of oil. Cost a year's wages. And some, it says there in Mark 14, 3, or somewhere, I'm not sure. There were some that had indignation within themselves. There wasn't, Judas wasn't the only one. There were many sitting there that had indignation. Said, why is this waste made pouring this on Jesus? It should have been sold and the money given to the poor. Jesus said, what she's done as an honor, a memorial for what I'm going to do. And what she's done will be remembered. And of course, immediately Judas was offended and went out and sold him for 30 pieces of silver right after this. He got offended when Jesus said, leave her alone. But you see, what was it she gave? She honored him for his burial. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, you will not see me again until you say, blessed he that comes in the name of the Lord. In my name, you will heal the sick, cleanse the leper, cast out devil, and preach the gospel of the kingdom. And he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you in the form of the Holy Spirit. When Christ comes in the form of the Holy Spirit, this is something we have to understand. I believe the Holy Spirit's been rejected and dishonored more than any one of the Trinity. But you remember in Matthew chapter 12 when Jesus said they accused him of casting out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And he said, if they call the master Beelzebub, what are they going to call you? And Jesus said to them, if you speak a word against the Son of the Man, I'll forgive you. If you speak against the Father, we'll forgive you. But if you speak against the Holy Spirit, that word against means to speak down, belittle the Holy Spirit. It will not be forgiven you, not in this lifetime, nor in the lifetime to come. Dishonor and respecting the Holy Spirit. That's a scary thing, saints. You know, I was telling Marion before, I said, you know, I remember one day God, I said, God, what are you saying? He said, why don't you read some of the pages you don't have underlined? There's a lot of stuff in this Bible that's not going to make the church clap their hands. But it's sobering. It produces the fear of the Lord. The prayer of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. And that's why we need to, I just encourage you, get your passion and read it with a fresh set of eyes. Just believe what you're reading. And see, it may mess up some of your theology that you were taught to in Sunday school or something. But we need to see the Word of God as what it is. Okay. Whew. He says, you will not perceive nor see me. You know, I won't have time to cover it today, but in John 17:17, the Passion, it says, I have commissioned them to represent me just as you commissioned me to represent you. Now, didn't Jesus say, if you go to the city and they receive you, let your peace come upon this house. But if they don't receive you, he said, what? Shake the dust off your feet. It will be better in the day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that city. Because they disrespected what? You. If I send you in my name, he that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. Do you see what we're going here? See what's happening here? Okay. John 13:20, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives or honors whomsoever I send, receives and honors me. And he that receives and honors me, receives and honors him that sent me. Matthew 10:40, that's what he said. He that receives you, receives me, receives him that sent me. Okay. Now let's read it with the honors there. He who honors you honors me, and he who honors me honors him that sent me. He who honors a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. He that honors a righteous man in the name of a righteous man receives a righteous man's reward. Whosoever honors one of these little ones with a cup of cold water in my name, assuredly I say unto you, they will not lose their rewards. You know, when I wrote this, I wrote it right at the bottom. I wonder how many rewards I've missed. I wonder how many rewards I didn't get fully because of motives and attitudes. See, that John says that we get a full reward. Hold fast to that honor and respect of what he's done for us so that we don't lose that full reward that's promised us. And you know, when we get that reward, oh, happy day. All those crowns, we get to take them off and lay them at his feet. So don't get too attached to them. Amen? So there is that rewards honor thing, that rewards are very valid, but rewards are based on that works that he created you to do in his name. Many are going to come in his name that's not representing him and try to deceive many. And because iniquity abounds, the love of many will wax cold. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, that'll do it. I'm through if you are. What did he say to Timothy? I would that first of all, prayer, intercession, and the giving of thanks be made for all men, all of those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is the will of God. Amen. So, let's stand. Lord, we thank you for all you've given us, and we honor and glorify you for everything you've done. And Lord, we just commit our hearts to you. We honor you and we respect you. And Lord, we need to respect and honor each other. And Lord, we lift up our government to you. And Lord, we know there's not a single person around in a place of authority unless you put them there. And Lord, we just ask you to help us, Lord. Just keep our hearts right through this election. Lord, just help keep our hearts. What did Job say? I've set a watch before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lip. So Lord, just help us through this time. And we just give you the praise and honor, glory, and we're blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.